Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Te Arawa is mourning Bob Schuster, a bushman turned churchman who was one of the tribe's most loved elders. Canon Schuster died on Sunday, aged 89. A notable rugby player, he propped for the Bay of Plenty Streamers and trialled as a Māori All Black, and in later years was an iwi representative with the New Zealand Rugby Union. He worked in forestry gangs and timber yards until his wife Emily, a highly regarded weaver, encouraged him into his role with the Anglican Church. Through the church, he became a fluent speaker of Te Reo Māori and a familiar figure on the marae in the area. He was also called on by the government to bless New Zealand embassies and consulates around the world. The couple had 6 children, several of whom are active in arts and heritage. The tangi for Bob Schuster is at Te Pākida Marae in Whakarewarewa, and after the service tomorrow, he will be buried beside his wife, Ngā Ruru Urupa, at Rotoiti. A former Regional Economic Development Minister says there seems to be no plan to deal with the effect of the closure of Marsden Point oil refinery on the Northland economy. Refining New Zealand has confirmed it will switch its business to importing pre-refined fuel from April next year, with 240 of its 310 jobs set to go. Shane Jones says most of the plans being pushed for the region when New Zealand First was part of the government have been parked up or scrapped, including moving Navy and port operations from Auckland. The proposed Oruku Landing Convention and Event Centre on the edge of Whangarei Town Basin is also facing strong opposition from ratepayers, but Mr Jones says Whangarei District Council needs to stand firm when it decides tomorrow whether to push ahead.
Jobs are going to become more scarce in Whangarei in the absence of large infrastructure projects, and the Oruku Landing development opens up a new vista of revenue, economic opportunity, for Northland and for Whangarei, but it needs decisive and bold leadership from our Whangarei District Council, and I only hope and pray that we get to see it.
Shane Jones. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says she's forsaking her usual family summer holiday in Hokianga because of the risk of taking COVID-19 into the region. The Greens say next month's move to the traffic light system is about politics rather than health, and they would like to see vaccination rates in rural areas higher before Aucklanders burst their border. Ms Davidson says she has been checking with Hauora Hokianga in Rāwini, and she is concerned at the lack of ICU capacity.
COVID positive cases is something they can do without. Auckland clearly represents an increased threat due to the high cases. My whānau and I are choosing to not go back to Hokianga this summer for the first time in 10 consecutive years.
Manama Davidson. And that is your Wātea News.